We're doing Mishlei Perek Yud Pasuk Vav. Brachos L'Roish Tzadik. This is a phrase that you find very often in the introduction to Tshuvas. Brachos L'Roish Tzadik. In the contrast that you find in this section, the first half is Brachos L'Roish Tzadik. The second half of the Pasuk is the opposite. Upi Rishoyim Yechaseh Chomos. The way the Vilna Gaon learns, a tzaddik is full of brachas. A tzaddik is always busy giving brachas to others, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back, midah keneged midah, that he gives brachas l'rosh tzaddik. And the opposite, the rasha is constantly stealing, and his mouth is full of abuse, and his face is covered with this abuse, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, punishes him accordingly. Now here you have a very interesting nekuda. The Gaon says, "Berachos l'roish tzaddik pirish, sha'tzaddik hu mevorech tamid l'chol adam, k'mo shekasuv toiv ayin hu yevorech, al tikra yevorech al yevorech. V'chein mevorech hakadosh baruch hu oisai, v'yanuchu brachos al roishai. Aval ha'pish al roishayim yechase es atzmai b'chomos, d'haynu shemecharef es kol adam, u'medaber olav." Devorim royim umekalolaisam. Baklolais like a boomerang, boyin alatzmai. The zeu nikra gamkein chomos. He says, the pasuk says chomos. What is the usual interpretation of the word chomos? Gezel. Ki molo ha'oretz chomos mipneyem. And in cheder they teach roib. Gezel, to rob. But the truth is, as he quotes a medrash, Breishis Rabba, that it says kol ha'aretz, batishachetz ha'aretz, batimolei ha'aretz means kol ha'aretz, right? And ketz kol basa bolafonai. So why is it kol ha'aretz? If the person is stealing, what did the nigzal do wrong? So he says that the medrash teaches us that the nigzal was also molei chamos. It was stolen from him. He didn't do the stealing. But in return, he was mecharif u'megadif. He says, "Va'amru shegam hanigzal hoyu loychay meizdvarim, shehoyu mecharif es hagazlon." So he learns that the word chamos doesn't necessarily mean stealing in the monetary sense. It also means stealing from a person's dignity and the respect that you have. And you have a very interesting thing. You stole from the Oni, but the Oni had nothing to begin with, so what is there to steal? The answer is, he didn't say good morning to him. What does that have to do with stealing? Because you stole his dignity. If you didn't say good morning to somebody, you're stealing his dignity. If you go on the offensive, and you mechari from the kalulim. So therefore, it's a chomos. You're taking away the person's peace of mind, his dignity, his self-respect. So that's maybe even a greater chomos, because Chazal tell us that what they used to steal was pachos mishava pruta. So that way it was not yotze b'dayonim. It's very interesting. Chazal had an idea that the avera, the terrible avla, because it says that they did a lot of averas, but lo nechtam gzardinam ela b'shvil hachomos. So what is this chomos that clinched it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should destroy the world? It was a chomos that they stole pachos mishava pruta. Very remarkable thing that they tried to outmaneuver the system. That's they were looking for loopholes. They were scoundrels who tried to avoid themselves being prosecuted by taking advantage of little things. It's very remarkable, Chazal. Very remarkable, and that shows a very, very devious a nasty kind of personality. And in return, the other one was mecharif much more than he should have. So therefore, they are both guilty of chamas. Why? Says the minute, even before he utters the bracha, the moment he has a good feeling in his heart, and he wants, in his head, there's an idea. That's what it means, l'roish. There's an idea in his head to give a bracha. even if it didn't yet materialize. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already putting brachos upon his head. Mida keneged mida. Because mida of machshava toiva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. However, by the Rishayim, eina mechasa atzmai b'chomas atshiyoyma b'fiv. Ki machshava ra, eina HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. So this is what the Goyin says is the difference between P is actually saying the klala. Because machshava ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. So this, of course, is an interesting thing. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Aleph says that where a person was of a Vishana, even machshava ra is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. And this person is obviously a very nasty person, but Afa Pikain, the Goyin says what he says. It's an interesting thing. That by the Rasha, he waits till the P. It could be that there's a difference between whether he's mitzar for lemaisa in terms of einish and whether the klala falls on him. That's a separate mida keneged mida kind of einish that he has to wait till he actually utters the klala. Because the koyach of the klala is in the peh. But we won't go into that too much. Then he says that tzaddik is mentioned in the singular, berachos l'roish tzaddik. Upi g'shoyim yechasa chomos is in the plural. I pointed out to you that in all the banim of the Haggadah, it's in the singular. We got it to l'bincha, except for one, the Bein HaRasha. Ki yoyimru aleichem b'neichem. Now the emison is that one person alone very rarely does that much damage. You need a chevreshaft, because there's a gang. There's a gang. The hoodlum needs a gang. But the Goyin says a little bit differently. He says, why is it in the plural? He says, ki b'machshava choshev adam levadai, aval ha-medabe medabe l'chaveiru, v'zeu rishayim. Since it's this reciprocity, he curses him and he curses him back. So there's two, because when you utter it, there are two people present. Mashenke, when you have a machshava, you're all alone. V'oid. And then he goes into Kabbalah in Yonim, which I'm not going to go into at all. Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. The last pasuk in this Rishima on the page that you have here is pasuk Zayin. Zeichet Tzadik Levracha b'shem Rishayim Yirkov. So the Goyin says here a Yesod. There's a difference between Zeicher and Shem, and he relates it to Zeshmi v'Zeh Zichri that the Rebbe Shalom said. Zeshmi la'olam v'Zeh Zichri l'dor v'dor. What is Zecher? Zecher is something that you have to remember. Why do you have to remember it? Why do you have to remember it? Because it's past tense. It happened already. It's history. So you have to remember. Shame is right now. So he says, Zecher mashe zecher mashe hoya mikedem. Dahainu acha moise shal tzadik. Sheinu rak zecher. Hu gam kein lebracha. Even after the tzaddik is gone, his memory is for a bracha. And that's, of course, where you get the idea that you say Zeichet Tzaddik Levracha only Lacha Moisei. Abel HaRishoyim, Afilu Shem, Dahainu B'chayehem, Nami Mekal L'Noison. So he says that the first pshat of the difference between Zeicher and Shem is that the Rosha, you Mekal him, Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, even B'chayov. It's very interesting. Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, a very famous Gemara, on the Pasuk Yitamu Chatoyim, that Bruya said, Yitamu Chatoyim V'al Yitamu Choytim. The chait should be destroyed. The chait should disappear, should dissolve. But the choytei, he has an opportunity to do tshuva. We don't look for his demise. Yitamu chatoyim, va'al yitamu choyteim, the ones who do the chait. Because we're mispallel that they should do tshuva. Shem Rishoyim Yirkov is very interesting. Is it a kasha on the gro, or is it not a kasha on the gro? So Sfarim bring this down as a kasha on the gro, because isn't it a stira? So there's a Marsha in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches. The Marsha on this sugya of the ones who made the Ketores, the ones who made the Lechem Aponim. Zeicher Tzadik Lebrocha B'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. So he says that by the pasuk it says Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, but it doesn't say by the Rasha Zeicher Rasha Leklola. If you want to have a perfect parallel, you have Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, a Zeicher Rasha Leklola. So he says no, because when you mishabeach tzadikim, you should be mevarich them. But when you speak about the genus of Rishoyim, afal pikein, you shouldn't be mekalel them. That's why it cannot say Zecher Rishoyim leklala. It just says Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. The Yirkov means by itself, really. You don't want to mention it. It sort of dissipates. It rots. But not leklala. That's Dr. Why? And he brings that Gemara, Brachos Daf Yud, over there in the Marsha, the Flamet Ches and Yuma. That yitamu chatoim val yitamu chaitim. You understand? I want to point out something very interesting to you. Do you have a Rambam there? I want to read to you a lashon of the Rambam by the mitzvah teichocha hoicheach teichiach esam yisach. So the Rambam in Sefer Madeh Hilchos Deis has these mitzvahs of avas abriyos v'avdu racha kamoicha, etc. Oisisna sachicha bilvavecha. And he has hoicheach teichiach esam yisach. Yeah. When you give a person criticism, you're not supposed to embarrass him. And so therefore your language has to be mitigated, has to be moderate. In the techocha, you can be nice chait. Why? It's a mitzvah to be mechiach. But how you mechiach makes the difference. So you have to be very careful. Could it be that you'll give him criticism and his face turns colors? Talmud loymel oisiso lov chait. Mikan she'osu lahachlim es Yisrael v'kol shkim barabim. Afo pisha amachlim es chavera eino loike. Doesn't get malchus. Aba oven godol hu. Kach omu chachomim amal b'pnei chavera barabim ein lechelek loylem abov. Umechalfin oisay b'fonav, umevazin umekalalin ad sheyachzol lemutav k'may she'asu kol ha'neviim b'Yisrael. What is the Rambam saying? You try your best to do it b'tzina. What if it doesn't work and it's dvarim bein adam lamokay? So then you're mechuyev to go out of your way to make him feel miserable until he does tshuva. What is included in the things that you're allowed to do to make him miserable? He says, Mecharfin also, Mekalalin also. So what do you see? That you could be Mekalal Rasha if your intention is to get him to do tshuva. So I, the Pasuk says, Yitamu chatoim val yitamu chaitim. So the teretz is, Yitamu means that they should be dead. So you can't pray that they should die. What's Mekalalin? Doesn't have to mean you should die. It doesn't have to mean that a person says to the Rasha, you should die. Mekalalin could be it's a rachmanis that your mother gave birth to you, but it doesn't mean you should die. It's not that he's praying that he should die. There are all kinds of clothes in Yiddish. There's some very juicy clothes, not necessarily that the person should die. So if that's the case, I mean, you can tell a person should have a running nose for the rest of his life. I mean, it's not something, you know, you don't have to tell him that he has to die. So yitamu means yitamu. They should perish. So that's not a stira. And Emerson is, I'm wondering a little bit about the Marsha, how he understood this. Why he asks, why doesn't it say v'shem rishoyim l'klala? So he answers, because it shouldn't be l'klala. But the Vilna Gaon disagrees. The Vilna Gaon says no. That mekalu inoise. And you see in the Rambam that for teichocha it says b'feirish mamish. It's explicit. Mekalu inoise. I'll tell you something else that's very interesting. This is Derech Agav, and I shouldn't really do this now because But I wanted this whole inyan of Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, if you could say it b'chayav or not, we'll have to leave for next time anyhow. But let me read to you something else. It's very interesting. A Rebbe of Talmidim. So what privileges does he have if he wants to criticize a Talmud? You have a Talmud that's a Shvacha Talmud. He doesn't understand, and the rest of the class understands it right away. So he's very embarrassed to ask Rebbe, explain it to me. He says, he can only understand it if it's repeated to him several times. So he says, Talmud should not be afraid. So many Talmidim like that, Rachmana Litzlan. They get hung up, they get embarrassed, they're afraid of being shown up to be dumb, quote unquote, and they never learn anything. Their whole lives they're sitting there in silence and suffering. Zakhtar Rambam, that goes in the category of Lafika Khamru Khachomim Rishonim Aina Baishon Lomaid Vulaha Kapton Malamid. So the Rebbe has to be gentle and repeat again and again. I once saw Rabbi Soloveitchik, who was very strong. So the Talmud asked something which was on the surface visibly clear to the whole Olam, not Pshat a Klotz Kasha, that he Bechlal doesn't understand Bechlal what's going on. And he was Masbihim him once, and he repeated the Kasha again, a second time, and repeated the Kasha again, a third time. Finally, the fourth time, he told him to see him after this year. But I was nispoiled that he had this incredible capacity for patience, because the Teretz says you could see clearly that he can't understand. If the Talmud could understand, but he's too lazy to look up the Gemara, or doesn't know the Tosfos because he didn't prepare, the lang tibon kop of such a bocher, he had rachmanus on him. That's leha kapton melamed. But then the Rambam says the other hif. Bamed varim amurim bizman shloi hevinu atalmidim hadavar, either mipnei omkoi, because it's very deep, or mipnei daiton shehik tzara, or because they have limited capacity. They didn't do their homework, they're lazy, they're taking it easy, they're not hurrying and learning. So the Rebbe has to have this ema, you're not supposed to eat with your Talmidim and play with your Talmidim, because they have to have this awe of you, so that when you have reason to chastise them, then there is going to be a sense of the Rebbe's anger. But if the Rebbe's your good buddy, then you chuckle. So you're not allowed to be the Talmidim's good buddy. As they state in Rambam. It's Bekitza, the Rambam says that the Rebbe's mechuyev to do what? He's supposed to embarrass them. That's what achlimon. The whole Rambam that he said earlier, that you're not allowed to be machlim, and a person's malbim tei chavera, you think there's not going to be a malbim tei chavera over here? If it's achlimon, a Rebbe's machlim, the Talmud, he says, Yankele, do amaoritz do? You'll never become a Talmud chacham. What's wrong with you? You have to sit and learn ba'asmoda. You can't just walk in and waltz into shir. So that's not machliman. Of course, the Talmud's going to get white as a sheet. So what's the pshat? There's a bezundere heter for a Rebbe in Hilchas Talmud Torah. It's a very unusual halacha. But in any case, even then a Rebbe has to know the mus, because the same, it doesn't say you're allowed to kill the Talmud. And sometimes a vod from a Rebbe can actually kill a Talmud. And the Rebbe will never know. See, when you kill somebody and he's physically dead, you know. But a Rebbe could say something and 10 years later the Talmud could say, that's why I went off the derech. And even if it's just an excuse, but it should never have happened. So that's why Ismail Doicha, Vimimika Rebbe's. It's a whole complicated process. Lamaisa, the Rambam says, Efshe Lachlimon, he's Chayiv Lachlimon, because otherwise he will not learn. So Bekitza, the Groa has, I'm just showing you that there are cases which go against the rule. And here also, when the Goin says that you're mekalel them, bechayehem, that's because they are in need of that klala, such as an example of the Teichach of the Rambam. Let's just finish up. Then he says another pshat. Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, I'm just reading it again. Zecher Masha Zecher Mashoyim Mikedem, Dino Acha Moisei, She'enu Yirak Zecher. And that's also Levrocha, Avo Shoyim Afilu Shem, Dainu Bechayeyem, Nami Mekalu Lenoisem. Ve'oid, Nochab Shat, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, V'shem Yishoyim Yirkov, Zecher Mitzvah Sasei, V'shem Mitzvah Sloy Sasei. Masha Omru Zeh Shmi V'zeh Zichri, Masha Kosa V'zoya, Shmi Im Yud Kei is Shin Samachei. Zichri im Vav Kei is Ramach. V'derech G'shem Mishabeach es HaTzadik Ein Mishabeach Oisei Rak B'mitzvah Saseiv Maisim Toivim Shebi Yodoi. V'arosha Einu Nikra Rosha Rak B'mitzvah Loi Saseiv Sha'oivah. He says the Tzadik that he didn't do Averis is big deal because he's a Tzadik. So you look for the positive things that he did. The Rasha doesn't do mitzvahs, I say anyhow, but you still don't call him a Rasha that Yemuta Lekal Loisai until he's over Averis of the Loisasei category. Zehu Zecher, Pirush HaZecher, Shein HaMitzvah Saseiu Levrocha LaTzadik, V'Shem Shehu Loisaseiu Rikoven Shal Rishoyim, V'Zehu Shom HaShem Rishoyim Yirkov. You have a lot of times that people are referring to Rishoyim for whatever reason, like Shabtai Tzvi and so on, they write afterwards Shin Reish Yud. Mm-hmm. And that's Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. Very interesting that when you mention somebody, it's like with Amalek, that you clap Haman. So you're clapping Haman, so you're acknowledging Haman in a certain sense as a Rasha. But so Shem Rishoyim Yirkov does not mean, I'm trying to bring out a point. Shem Rishoyim Yirkov obviously does not mean ignore him and forget about him and never once mention his name. Because if that would be the case, I mean, there's nothing more prominent in Kriyas HaMegillah than the clapping of Haman. But Shem Rishoyim Yirkov is a deliberate thing. You're supposed to mention, you're supposed to say Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. When the Rosh's name is mentioned, you're supposed to deliberately say Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. So it's actually a klola. And Zatzal is a bracha. So besides the brachas and the klolos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this people, Rishoyim and Tzadikim, same thing is true of us. We're also mechuyev to give the bracha and the klola. And the klola is in the word Shem Rishoyim Yirkov itself.